Okay, so we're up to the sixth of the 10 advantages that a Baal B'tochen has over somebody who has unlimited funds. Al Uman HaKimiko, the alchemist. A Yisrael Nashishihu, Shu Uman HaKimiko, Einu B'tuach, Shelo Yovo Lav Machalot O Ka'evim, She Yashbitu Mimenu Es HaSimcha She Yeshlo Mi Oishrei. Uman HaKimiko can have lots and lots of money, but he may have diseases, sicknesses that will prevent him from enjoying his wealth. He may not have any of what you'll say for because it was there, but there's, you can share whatever. And he won't be able to take pleasure from what he's able to attain. You know people like that, yeah? With all the money in the world and he can't eat because he's got an ulcer. Haval, you know, dreamed about being able to eat all these fancy restaurants or whatever. Now he can't eat because he's... Listen carefully what he's saying about somebody who's boteach b'Hashem. This is a big finish for me. He has complete betochen. This way you get a mitzvah. You don't want the mitzvah?
No, I might want to rain.
Oh, absurd.
I do want the mitzvah.
You got it. Listen again. The Baal B'tochen b'Hashem, who betuach shelo yovel of kei v'machalot. Im lo betoch kaporos avaynus. Means if kei v'machalot come upon a betochen, a Baal B'tochen, who's the last betochen? It's not going to happen. So then why should it happen? Just because he trusted it won't happen, it won't happen. And if it does happen, it's Kabbalah. Or Kedai Lahagel Escharoi B'Olam Haba. Remember we learned that very recently. Yisurim come upon a person to give him bigger Schar in Olam Haba. It's very much the shittas of B'Chovus Lebovus. We'll see in a few places. Kamo Shekose V'yafu Narim V'yegiu B'churim Kishul K'sheiloi V'nema V'kave Hashem Yachlifu Koyach V'nema Kizroi S'shem T'sharbeda V'soymach Tzadikim Hashem. B'sadu, when we forget the Pesukim Lo Omanim. So a Uman HaKimiko, even if he'll get past the first five problems, he'll have all the raw materials, no one's mulching him to the government, he's not scared that the neighbors will get him to take away his money, whatever, he'll call up a seder. But he could be ill and not be able to enjoy his wealth. But a Baal B'tochen can also be ill and not be able to enjoy whatever he has. I don't understand that it helps me. First time, B'tochen and caving don't come. Okay, fine. But when they do come, how does that help me? I still can't eat steak. I've got an ulcer. Because he's besimcha with the Yisurim. That's why. Because the Boteach Hashem knows that the Yisurim are coming for his good. Whereas the Uman HaKimiko, when he can't eat a steak, it makes him atzvani. He's upset. He's miserable. He's depressed. Baal B'tochen, even with the cave, and with even the problems he has, Aval Udayin besimcha, because he knows it's for his good. Isaiah and Sodia.
That's every person. Just...
What do you mean? The B'tochen Hashem doesn't have that. The B'tochen Hashem is miserable.
Not just especially in the Uman HaKimiko.
No, the Uman HaKimiko is a marshal for somebody who has all the financial resources that he needs. The whole of Olam HaZeh is taken care of. But he could still be miserable because he could be sick. He could have this problem, that problem. He's got a migraine. He's got a migraine, perpetual migraine, Rahman al-Litzlan. So you can have all the money in the world. There's a law, Zeh Lachaklu. Yeah, he's besimcha because he's makabel b'ayin. He knows that that's good for him. It's better than a steak. Yeah. Maybe that's the nakuda. Now I'm saying ula. Maybe. I mean, look at that. I don't know what he's alluding to here. Okay. Yitron ha-shvihu. Shemun ha-kamiki tochen shelo yale b'yodin ha-gilets b'zoyin al yedei ha-ketzef ha-zav shemunu shusay. Aha. The woman ha-kamiki has got another problem. He can have all the money in the world, and he may not be able to acquire food. Because there were times, we know people had lots of money, they couldn't get food. That's the famous story by Shani, by the woman, what was her name, whatever. She threw bags of gold into the street and said money, and she died of hunger. There's no food to buy, all the gold in the world. Lord Velocha. Can't eat gold. The Moshe Nema, Kaspam Uzohavam Lo Yuchel Atzilam B'yoyim Evras Hashem Nafshom Lo Yisabeyu V'me'eyim Lo Yimolu. Yecheskel says, the money and your gold won't save you. B'yoyim Evras Hashem, on the day that Hashem passes, we don't know like 20 months there, Nafsham Yo Yisabeyu, the bodies won't be satisfied. Me'eyim Lo Yimolu, and the stomachs won't be full. They've got zav and kesef, they're walking around hungry. Tzvanya gam kaskam, gam zavamam lo yuchel atzilom. V'lo batach pashem, lo echse lo mezdoine b'kol leis, b'kol mokom, at sof yomov. Batach pashem, you isn't enough to eat. Until Hashem doesn't want him to live anymore. Sure, if Hashem doesn't want him to live, he won't have what to eat. But as long as Hashem wants him to live, he'll have what he needs. He'll have his basic needs. There can be a famine, but certain Hashem will find him food. Kesef doesn't give you menuchas hanefesh like the tochen gives you menuchas hanefesh. That's the nekudah. But tell Hashem has menuchas hanefesh because he knows in a famine. Well, Hashem wants me to live, I'll have food. And if he doesn't want me to live, dam tov. Whereas a woman, a kamiki, he's got a vault full of gold. Rothschild. And he can die of starvation. There's no need to adas because even with all the money in the world, who says maybe there won't be food? One of them, yeah, one of the great rich guys died in a safe. That's exactly what we're talking about. So you can have all the money in the world. First thing's why? If only I had $20 million, I'd call you up a set of. No, you have $20 million, you can have $20 billion. But at the end of the day, the lawyer. Stameach, lawyer, mashetachotzev, matorotze, I knew a guy that was mamash, well, the wealthiest guy I ever personally met, that I knew about. I might have met people that are very wealthy, don't know how wealthy they are. But this guy happened to know kind of a little bit about what he was worth, the most miserable person in the network. When he didn't have the money, he was much nicer. He was a much happier, more fairly decent guy. When he made all this money, he was miserable, ate himself up. Mishposhit.
If I had the money.
Yeah, it wouldn't happen to you, of course not. Because you think you'll keep the Yetzer Hara you've got now when you get the $50 billion. But the Lomi Vim, to the Yetzer Hara that comes with $50 billion is a different Yetzer Hara. I happen to know some very wealthy people that are well-balanced and normal and healthy and understand why they have their wealth also. Well, they're mute, give a mute. They're rare creatures. Ayesron ha-shminihu, she'oman ha-kimiki, ayinim mis'akev ba'af makom. Lo'oman ha-kimiki can't settle down anyway. Beglal ha-pachat shelo, penis galas sodem v'nosu. If he stays in the same place and keeps doing the same things, eventually word's going to get out. You know, you're part of the community. People know you. They see the pattern. They see the trucks arriving every day. People start asking questions. He can't sit around because, you know, eventually it's going to be Magali, his secret. But he sits. He doesn't have to move. He doesn't have to schmutz. He doesn't have to run around. There it is again. The tochen, you're always shooting, you always want that to put the nuchas hanefesh. Once again, the motion is a woman alchemy who has a means to make as much wealth as he can. You're right, a stockbroker may not have to. He's talking about the woman Akimiki because that was the guy in those days. That was somebody that was like the, you know, if you could do that, wow, then all your problems are solved. Today it's slightly different. Today you sit in your room in your machsan with a computer and you put some out. So maybe not exactly relevant today, but to the woman Akimiki, the more relevant the marshal. That's a good one. Maybe he's not leaving here, but and also you see a lot of people traveling today from place to place for business. And that, but you're right. Today, a guy who's, but that could be, you know, he was so happy when he got a waterproof phone because now he can work in the shower. You know, I know God told me that. I was like, so sorry for him. I'm scared of him. He was so proud that he got the first waterproof iPhone or whatever. He could work in the shower. That's this guy. He's got Menuchas HaNefesh. And wants to know, you talk to the businessman today. Talk, first of all, if you can get to talk to them. Used to be a time where I could sit for half an hour in a guy's office and talk to him. Today, that doesn't happen anymore. No one's interested in talking to anyone. They won't be trying to talk to anybody. The guy told me, I'm an absolute effort. Before, when I was in my car, someone tried to get hold of me. They couldn't. They knew when I get back to the office, I'll read the email or I'll take the call. Today, if you don't respond to guy in 30 seconds, you've lost the deal. What do you mean you didn't get back to me straight away? Well, I haven't got to the office yet. What do you mean I haven't got to put my cash to the office? You are your office, wherever you are, you're working. When I first used to go fundraising in wherever it was, you used to get an office, you needed a phone, you needed a computer. You had to get somebody who would, you know, set you up with those kind of... Now, you don't have to get out of bed. Seriously, literally, I don't even have to get out of my car. I don't have to get out of bed. It's all the former Suda. It's all... But you say, you're right, that's a good marshal for today. You don't have any menuchas hanefesh. You're running around like a sugar.
Like no, the guy in your shoes, when his bank balance drops below 2 million, he starts panicking.
Oh, okay, there you got it.
I would like to
today, 2 million, you start panicking. If it goes below 10 million, I'm just saying. Yeah, I'm saying, yesterday, when a guy then got 50, he's becoming less man. It's a possible. It says, Altire, don't get scared when you see other people becoming rich or something. Because you're so scared. He said, don't be jealous. No, we start getting scared. We start getting anxious. He's got 20 million. How am I going to? He's not falling apart. The potach b'ashem, because of nefesh. So he didn't answer the phone. So he left his phone in the car and he didn't reply to the guy in 6 hours. And I said, so why should I get up? So I should be worried. Why do I have to run to the phone, answer the call, take this, do this? I'm busy doing what I'm doing now. I'm busy talking to my kid or whatever. I'm talking to my wife and the phone rings. I have to answer. What? This is a quality laugh. Okay. You live where you are, you stay where you are, and you see him on a... Yes.
What's the difference between the eighth one and the third one?
I have no idea.
Same exact thing.
I don't know. What's the third one?
The third one is God said that.
No, first of all, he's sitting at home and he's working and he's terrified someone's going to Megali secret. Now, number eight, he's saying that he never can stay in one place. No, he's staying in the same place. He's not going anywhere. He's not Mendandeni. He doesn't have the disadvantage of not being able to move. When you start analyzing the Chovos Levavos like this, you leave me behind. You want to learn the Chovos Levavos like a Rashba, which is the correct way to learn him? Okay, we make another time for that. No, you're right. No, I'm not joking when I'm not exaggerating when I say you have to learn the Chovos Levavos like a Rashba with Rebbe Akiva Eger. Let's say you learn a Rishon.
I'm happy not to do that. I just want to know what the difference is.
I understand. And I hear that, and I'm just giving you a drop of what we're doing here. So, Tami Vin, what we're doing here. When you go through the Chovos Levavos the first time, you just run through it. When you come back and run through it again, then slowly you start playing with it. I told you, the Rosh learned to say for it. Oh, there's after Ma'anya, every word is significant, every repetition. And we're also not learning Chovos Levavos, we're learning the Leif Tov, which is the Pirush of the Chovos Levavos. You look in the Losh of the Chovos Levavos, he may be saying different things. If you look above, you'll come up. I'm not accusing you of anything, you have to defend yourself. All good. What I'm saying is that. This is a I'm just going through it slowly, just to mashlim in our avoidance habatochen what we came out of with from Pirkei Machshava. Just we have 2 weeks before Ben Zmanim, just to mashlim a little bit of our not trying to be ma'ayin in the Chovos Levavos bichlal. The psukim, yeah, no, okay. There's sorry written on that question as well. I'm just saying, you know, each one has to be understood. Why is this possible? What is this possible? Tell me what's it. Each one of these things you could spend the rest of your life trying to learn. I'm not exaggerating. Each one of these By Yisro and Achi, the ganze toy system. He's not learning the Sefer properly. It's amok, 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 bleed his offer. Infinite depths in the Sefer. All I'm trying to get you is just a bit of a sense, a bit of a feeling. You just sort of, you've got to like resonate with it first, just to get a, then start finding yourself in the whole picture here. Where's my menuchas and nefesh? Where's my daikins? Where's my, your very personal words. The second last one, achi. Shemun akamiko, ein akamiko, shelo malavoto achre moisei. There's not enough place in the grave for his profession. All the wealth that he made stays here when he leaves this world. All he attains, if he even attains it, is he won't be poor, although he could die from starvation, we saw, but he has, at best, all he's acquired is a bit of, you know, he has some hope that he won't be poor. And he doesn't need other people. Shukra from needing other people. Two advantages. But when he leaves, yeah, it's a very small hole and there's not a lot of place there. You can't even fit a Tesla into there. The enormous schar that the Baal Batochen gets in Olam Haba, besides the advantages, yeah. Well, this pasuk proves it. I don't know. Then tells you that you get it on Olam Haba. Place nisht. V'nema ma rav tuvacha she'tzaponte l'reyecha pa'olte l'chosim bo. That's talking about Yira. That's not talking about Betochen. Okay. Place nisht. Why is the pasuk saying that how much good Hashem has hidden away for those that fear him? So let them for what that has to do with Betochen. But said, otpa, not going into the psukim of old. You see that the Umana Kamiki, even if everything will go well, yeah, but when he gets to number 9, you're going to have to leave here sometime, and he takes nothing with him. All the avoid of the toil, the labor that he did here for 120 years, it's gone, it's finished, woofed. Whereas the Baal Betochen, every moment of Betochen he had, earns him Netzach Netzachim. And the 10th benefit that a Baal Betochen has over this guy, if it'll become revealed what he's busy dealing with, the very thing that was supposed to give him betochen and menuchas hanefesh will be the cause of his death. It's a double-edged sword. You can't turn silver into gold and gold into silver. No one can do that. All of it is just magic. It's tricks. It's all forgery. It's all forgeries. Hashem will bring him to the place where he'll get caught eventually. Eventually, they all end the same besides. Very few go to their death happily, wealthy, and in place with all their family around them. Talking about the 10 guys, Rabbi Victor Miller spoke about the 10 most powerful men in the world that all got together in some hotel many years ago, and they had a big meeting, a big news about it. They followed their lives, and at the end, he wrote what happened to each one of them. Not one of them died happily or wealthy. Not one. Some died in jail, some committed suicide, some died alone in some miserable hotel, alcoholed out. None of them had anything left after 20 or 30 years. Because Hashem eventually says, time to pay back. Someone will come and kill him and take him away. He had that worry his whole life. He was worried that that was going to happen, and now eventually it happened. When people found out his secret, people have respect for a person like that. When people realize who this guy really is, they have covered for him. People want to be near him. People lined up there by by Reb Chaim Kanevsky's house, people flew from overseas to line up for 4 hours just to look at him and get a bracha from him. And he's the one that brings benefit and all the good things to where he lives. He's what's stopping the people in his neighborhood getting problems. It was saved in the schus of Lot. So those are the 10 benefits that a Baal B'tochen has over Omer HaKamiki. You have to go through them and find yourself in all of these stories. Not all of them are relevant to us, excepting how, where you have to tzarich avodah po. Okay, now back to what the advantages, the benefits of having B'tochen on. The first one we said was Menuchas Hanefesh, Me'adaigas. That's the first one. The second one was that you're not Meshtubu to other people. You're freed up from having to be a. And then it also helps you to take your mind off all the worries of this world, and you can focus your attention on Avodas Hashem. Then we saw the 10 benefits that a Baal B'tochen has over the Umen HaKamiko. And now back to another toeles benefit of B'tochen. Tape Avodas Hashem now. Up to now it's been Oishya V'simcha Bo'elam Hazeh. Now we're talking about Avodas Hashem. Shabbatoch B'Hashem Imhu Baal Hoyin, who must dasrez lamale beruchushoy, bechefetz leiv uberuch nediva. If somebody in this world has lots of wealth, so he's very alacritous to fulfill with his wealth, bechefetz leiv, desirably and with a very giving heart, es chovotav klape elokim ves chovotav klape b'nei adam. When a person gets lots of money, the first thing he has to know, he's now a Baal Choyv. He now owes a lot. There's a lot of chilvim that the person who doesn't have money doesn't have. But Baal B'tochen, if a person is Baal B'tochen, it enables him to take this newfound wealth or old found wealth and use it correctly. What happens if he doesn't have? He's completely convinced that this lack of possessions is one of the great chasodim that Hashem does for him. Because when you have wealth, he's going to go into what we're talking about. There's three different types of money that a person has. We're talking about the money that he doesn't need to live on. So if he has more than what he needs to live on, he's now got some serious problems. He has to know how to use that money correctly. That's a big nisoyin. So someone who doesn't have that money is enormously grateful to Hashem that you didn't give me that test. I don't have to fill any obligations out to anybody. I need a shukra to do what I want. Hashem yatzileinu mipuzanefesh. Sorry. He doesn't have to take care of it. He doesn't have to worry about it. He doesn't have to phone his financial manager and ask him how the share is going, what's happening. Maybe we should buy here, sell there. Do you buy? Do you sell? Interest rates are up. Interest rates are down. There are a lot of toru in owning money. The Moshe Masupa Lechana Chassidim Shayoime. One of the Chassidim. Chaim Soloveitchik always brings from Echad HaChassidim. I don't know if he's talking about himself. You have to know the quality of Chaim Soloveitchik. When he says Chassidim, he doesn't mean like today Chassidim. He's talking about people that were tzaddikim and they went beyond being tzaddikim. You know, I'm talking about Shulchan Aruch definition of a chassid, not what we call today chassid, tzaddik. Avraham Avinu was a chassid. So he used to say, Hashem yatzileinu mipuzar ha-nefesh. Shaloto, Bakav Nosa Pizu HaNefesh. Hashem, save me from Pizu HaNefesh. What Pizu Mefazeh, like scatterbrain. I don't know, you would, whatever. So they asked him, what does it mean? Honor Lehem. hachosid. Shelo yeruchush b'kol hanameilim b'kol orim. I don't want to have property in all the harbors, in all the cities. Kedei shelo tiyene machshavoyta mufuzoros b'kol hamakomus halelu. Because I don't want my thoughts spread out, thinking about all the possessions I have all over the place. Ulezeh kivnu chazal v'omrom ma'a b'nechosim mar b'daigo. Mishnah Mufureshis in Pirkei Avos, the more possessions you've got, the more worries you've got. V'ed omru, eizah sheh samech b'chelkoi. Who's the real wealthy person? Someone who's happy with what he has. He's not one of the Baal Simchas, he's the only Simcha. Huh?
He has a lot of money.
He's going to have to be Samach Bechelka. Yeah, he's going to have to have the Baal Betochen, who's very wealthy. He'll have to learn how to, yeah, the Lord Pashut.
What's the right from Israel Oshir?
He's Oshir, Samach Bechelka. He's personable, who is an Oshir. He's someone who's Samach Bechelka. Whatever he's got, he's Samach with it. Whether it's a little bit or a lot, he's Samach with what he has. We'll see the rich man who's got lots of things. Will focus his attention on using all his kreiches to look after his money and distribute it properly and give stockers or whatever, because that's his chiyuv, that's his mitzvah. When he's sitting in the bank or when he's running around and buying and selling or whatever, he said, kulu a mitzvah, because not his money. Hashem gave me the wealth, it means I have to do what Hashem wants me to do with it. But it's not such a posh test. That's what the chosid's telling you. If I would have all that wealth, I told you, be so late when he found out that the property he owned was about to become very, very, very rich. He owned downtown Jerusalem, you know this. Be so late, this kid owned what is today the central business district of Yerushalayim, from Yetzar Yaffa all the way up to Binyanei Uoma. That entire farm was his. Koruchov Yaffa on both sides. When they came to tell him what was happening, that it's been zoned for the central business, whatever, he ran and sold it. Quickly. What are you doing? I don't want my family to be wealthy. I don't want to be wealthy. He said, Lord, Yipstra, go back to my little hole in the old city, my knee, for you to get a chance. I'm not saying we have to behave like that. I told you, Rav Dessler, I told you, Rav Dessler. How many times do we have to hear this properly? But Desla rented the upper floor. The owner owned the building, lived in the bottom floor, and he died. But Rav Miller came to Desla and said, it's very simple. We buy the building, we rent out the bottom floor, that pays the mortgage, and you live upstairs, rent-free. I mean, that's a good deal, though. Even I understand that, and I don't understand anything, but I understand that that's a good deal. You're paying rent, now not you're paying rent, and someone's paying off your building. Anything better than that? No, it's not a good idea. Not a good idea. Why not? I don't want to be connected to bricks. You can do whatever you want with that child. I will say, Matim Poor as well. Whatever this meant, should you do that? Probably would be irresponsible for you to do what he did. But to ask your own Charlotte, if you tell me that you're not doing that because you don't want to be connected to bricks, we'll like to get Al Shara Gaiva somewhere along the line. Look a shoot to us that. If I look a shoot to us, you can stop me, you have a cube to go by that pool. I don't know, whatever, I'm just saying. About to get a musag of where people were holding. That's the toxin. The Baal Betochen comes to the same panos and the same money without all the tiedus ha-machshova of a Baal HaMomon. He doesn't even know the worries and the bothers of money. Sweet is the sleep of the laborer with a little bit. All the wealth of the rich man doesn't let him sleep. So here you got a guy who worked hard. He made a bit of money. He bought his food. He's satisfied. He's sleeping like a babe. And there's a rich guy who's got everything he wants, doesn't have a worry in the world, but not fully shot. He's actually sleeping like a baby. He wakes up every hour crying. Okay. It's a good product, this worth acquiring.